Today FM Breakfast, M, Grant and Ed.
Hey there.
Podcast people.
Yeah, man.
Lovely. You're a bit delirious today, aren't you, Dins?
A little wobbly on the legs, I won't lie.
I just heard him beg for Wednesday, Thursday off next week.
No, that's not what I said. No, we were talking about what we're going to do on Monday, yeah. And then somehow it ended up, we were talking about Thursday, and I went, did I just blank out and miss Tuesday and Wednesday?
Because you've been, let's explain.
Wake up smiling on Tuesday.
He's been filming Game of Games. Last night you filmed until midnight.
Midnight, got home and in bed by 1 o'clock.
Good.
But that's all right, it's only a short period. It's okay, we can track on.
Game of Games.
We'll see you at 6 on Monday then, buddy.
Yeah, man.
The Game of Games.
Sorry, I did a national tour and still turned up, but that's fine.
Coming soon to Channel 10.
I'm here.
Coming soon to Channel 10. Game of Games.
Game of Games. We had a Gavin called in.
Yes. They had Danny Lakey was doing some permission to ask permission for first kisses. Kim, your thought? Oh, your mic's not on. That's a shame. Kim's mic's on.
Book week.
Human nature.
Oh, how good a human nature.
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, dear.
Didn't sing live, but is saving her ex-husband Ben Affleck.
Yes. Good girl.
What else is happening, guys?
And our lovely charity of the week who helped out.
Pets in the Park. Go along this weekend if you can.
Parramatta.
And St. George's Park?
Yes. Well played.
Yes. They need volunteers, especially in Parramatta. So, guys, Pets in the Park, if you like dogs and you like people, want to help out some homeless people, find out how you can do that.
Easily thing to do. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
Freaks at boo, boop, 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 doop, boop. There he is.
Yes, Timmy Trumpet. Is he in Canberra today?
I am looking. Normally I say talk amongst yourselves, but there's only one here.
I'll talk amongst myself. Wow, it's all on. We've got a show down at high noon, as today are pointing out now. It's Julie Bishop will be there. ScoMo's going to be there. Dutton's going to be there. Turnbull will be there. Abbott will be there in the background, silently cacking.
He will be loving it. Sick.
Oh, Kieran's got a little thing he wants
Kieran's
to
got his hand up.
Timmy Trumpet is in Nuremberg in Germany, and on the same day he's in the UK as well.
Whoa. Yeah, he's doubling up. This is why he has that jet. So he's doing Creamfields, at Daresbury in United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And then he's off to the New Horizon Festival in Nuremberg. Not Nuremberg, Kieran.
Gosh, that guy's booking agent is flat out.
Right, Timmy Trumpet's absolutely killing it.
You'd call him prolific. Wouldn't you?
I would. I'd call him a global superstar.
No more tour dates after 28th of August.
Sorry?
No more tour dates after 28th of August.
Shame.
Maybe we could book him.
Do you know what he's playing? He's playing Eden's Hill Hotel in Brisbane. And I remember once for a radio station event, I went to the Eden's Hill Hotel and interviewed the guys from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
And they all... the guys rocked up, and all the people rocked up in the gear and the things like that. And it was really funny because they were expecting
Jacks,
like tough bikers.
Yeah,
but they're actors.
Were they in suits?
So when they all tell us about the head kicking that goes on and this guy who was sort of which was English or Scott, no, he was Scottish. He goes, well, I think when I first took the role, I thought it was a departure from my usual work. And the people were just sitting there going,
amazing.
Amazing. Meh.
We do have confirmation that he is coming. Is he coming? He's coming to Sydney, so we have to get him in. We need a live Friday Timmy Trumpet. It has to happen.
He's only playing. He's only playing Queensland venues or in Adelaide.
Where
is Sydney?
Come on, Sydney, get on board. Someone.
And Victoria, he's missing.
Oh, that's
Sydney. No way. We'll get him.
We'll lobby them.
So
big day. It's a big day.
Massive day. New Prime Minister Day. Definitely. New Prime Minister Day, everyone.
Yay! We seem to be saying that way too often, though.
Yeah. You've got to get just. That's what it is now. Just everyone. That's what it is now. Yeah, you get a prime minister, you don't get him for very long.
Nah, when you vote for a party, look at the five blokes and ladies around him.
That's pretty good.
If you like them,
that's pretty good.
Any of them may take over.
It's true.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry about it.
Hey, tickets to R&B Fridays Live today. Your chance to meet and greet with Usher. So,
woo!
Jeez.
He could be prime minister.
But before 7 o'clock today, your chance to come to M's Big Baby Bump Brunch.
Yes. It's a question for the men today. All the ladies, if you're in that type of relationship. But, yeah, we are taking registrations, people who want to attend and just eat with me, basically.
Exactly.
It's fun.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear, AM.
Yes, well, let me tell you about a new hero today. He's a security guard that worked at a Florida hospital. And he essentially started just at the back. Like he was just a security guard in the background. And they even realized, you know what, he's a really nice guy. Let's move him to the front.
Good.
So they popped him at his own desk at the front to greet everyone, because hospital can be a scary place. So you want a nice, charming smile when you walk in. But as Doug was sitting there, he realized that the lobby had amazing natural acoustics.
Ah.
And he thought to himself, how best to use these acoustics would be to fart.
Yes.
And so he ripped out a beautiful, beautiful fart, and it just pinged off the walls. And then he thought, no, I'm going to record myself. So he recorded himself and he sent it to his group chat.
It's funny.
His mates were like, mate, this is a thing. You need to put this on your Instagram.
It's funny.
So he started an Instagram account and he called himself Paul Flart.
Oh.
As in, remember the
Mall
Cop?
Paul Blart Mall Cop. And,
yes.
And he looks like him.
Thank you. Doesn't he just?
So that is the worst film of all time.
Isn't
that was
it?
That was on the other day, and I
isn't
was like,
it?
You know what? Don't be a chauvinist. That's weird. Don't be a snob. Watch 20 minutes of the Mall Cop. Give him a chance.
It's not good.
Disgusting.
Yeah, even my daughter, who loves a Deuce Bigelow male gigolo.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Hang on. Now, that is a good movie.
My daughter's favourite film is Big Mama's House.
Oh, I watched 20 minutes of that the other day under the same premise, and I was like, this is all right.
Yeah, so
this
Odie
is all right.
We were watching that Mall Cop, and she said, oh, Mom, I can't.
How bad is it?
So bad.
What's the joke? Oh, I'm on a Segway.
That's
right,
it.
And?
That's the whole joke.
And?
A large guy on a Segway for 2.5 hours. But anyway, he does look like him. So he's gone viral, obviously. He's called it the Fart Authority.
It's funny.
And lots of people were loving it. And his fame has gone through the roof.
Do you want to hear some?
Oh, yes, let's hear some of Paul Flart.
Funny.
And I want you to imagine appropriate facial expressions.
Yeah, because he does them, yes.
And he documented it every day for 6 months. He had a new fart to offer. I mean, that's variety you can't hope for from an influencer, right?
Exactly.
And so, unfortunately, his place of business realised what was going on because he got so popular. So he's been asked to hand in his uniform and he got fired.
What is his crime?
What? Yeah, being hilarious? You.
I don't know. In all seriousness, what is his crime?
What is his crime? Anyway, he's apparently got merchandise now and is using proper design graphics and videos.
He'll be snapped up by someone else, and he'll have his own. He could have Channel 10 Pilot Week. He could have
100%.
A show.
Why wouldn't he? It'd be better than what was on last night.
He could have a show. All right. Speaking of 2007, so that was the last year that a prime minister went a full term. This is from...
Are you joking?
Yes.
That's 11 years ago.
No, that can't be right.
It's the last time a prime minister served a full term.
Yeah, full term. There you go.
Rudd, Gillard.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin 07.
Kevin
07. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
you're right.
Now, this is from BuzzFeed. Well done, BuzzFeed. Good list. So these are the things that were happening in 2007. Australian Idol was won by Natalie Gauchi.
That's the year Matt Corby got second, though, right?
Matt
that's
Corby.
All I remember, Matt Corby.
Well, Natalie Gauchi. Don't hear that anymore.
No, you don't.
Chris Hemsworth was on Home and Away when he's about to leave, and he played the role of Kim Hyde.
Was that only 11 years ago?
Thor was on
Home.
Yep.
Mate.
Wow. I'll come back to that one. Sea Patrol began its 5-season run, Sea Petrol. My friend Josh Lawson is famous for being the only actor sacked from season one of Sea Patrol.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's now got an Oscar nomination, so
who's
winning there?
Yeah.
Speaking of, the Bra Boys had a movie out.
Oh.
Remember the Bra Boys?
Yes.
I'm sure they're still a thing, but they were very big then.
Didn't they, in Home and Away, recreated them?
The River Boys. Blood and Sand.
With the painted on tattoos
yes.
that sometimes ran, and it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Nah.
And, of course, the big one is that... Bert's Family Feud, as it was known then, got rested. Yeah, rested.
Survey says.
Survey says it's coming eventually.
They do rest it.
Oh yeah, it's not when they say they rest it. What they mean is they're just getting a new host.
Grant will be in at 7, guys. Get it out of your system.
He will. Danny Lakey next. But we're joined in the studio. By the overnight maniac that is Danny Lakey.
Thanks, guys. Get around me.
I now only start clapping after you ask us to get around you.
Yeah, well, I've always got to start the get around me, but you guys are cluing at the end there, dear, into the 12th hour of the shift. So, pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
You're a hero of radio.
There's another way to look at it, which is that you're on the sort of somewhat anonymous overnight shift, and now you've been
prime time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's the other way to look at it.
Definitely. Some would argue the biggest shift in the country, but you know, whatever. You're doing us a favour.
No. 6:25 is the most anyone has ever listened to my voice ever. In fact, yeah, the whole accrual and the cumulative
stats
of 12 to 5 is actually less than this very segment right now.
Yeah. Do you mean all just the people in the studio? What do you mean?
It's fine. No,
we love your show. Hey, so. We're talking Bachelor. We are talking Bachelor.
Now, so much awkwardness. I was doing a lot of this last night, a lot of hands in front of the eyes.
It's
so
getting Orkies likey.
He so is cringy. Orkies, though, on every date.
I think he's trying to be Orkies.
Really?
Yeah, I think that his act of sort of bad one-liners and kind of nothing else is putting people in a bad position, Lakey.
Oh, I don't know if you guys are correct in bad shaming. I think it's more the ladies that are pulling the awkwardness of it.
No, no.
Remember, he's a badge lover.
The badge is good. Don't you go tarnishing my badge like that.
You just want to go out trying to pick up with him in Manly, which is allegedly what he's doing at the moment right now every weekend.
Oh, my God.
So, I would love that. What a beautiful thing to say.
we've seen a plethora of awkward
kisses. Hang on. If he's the badger, what animal would you take on?
I'd be the honey bear. The honey bear and the honey badger. Digging for honey in all the hives.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Now, you're a ferret. You like to crawl up people's bum holes.
It's the badger and the ferret, man. The badger, it's like sticks and wombat on the block. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Same,
ferret's longer.
Look, God, the reason I'm saying that the awkwardness is coming from the ladies, we've seen a third awkward kiss now, an awkward kiss fail.
Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, Kat from last night, right?
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
Cop this.
Am I going to tempt you? You're gonna go for a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. Are you cold?
I'm actually right now.
Wait.
Awkward.
So awkward.
She leaned in and got a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. Turns his face at the last minute. This isn't the first time that's happened. We saw Romy a couple of episodes ago hanging off his neck. Lucky he's a thick-necked rugby player because she would have chewed through most of my neck.
But he's not afraid, though. Like, yeah, we also had Cass. But then he was rolling around with Brooke. Like, he was happy to get some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from Brooke.
Yes.
And he pashed Brittany.
Yes. And that's the thing. He's picking and choosing his pashes, which is more than in the Badger's jurisdiction to decide who he wants to kiss.
That's fair.
Cass go in for the kiss. They pretty much just rubbed ears. I'm pretty sure she thinks they are now engaged in her world. What you've got to start doing these days, long gone are the days of the romance where you've got to go in for the kiss. You've got to ask for the kiss these days. It's what I do 95% of the time, and it works a charm.
All right, let's say you and I are out, right? And I don't want to be in the lair, though. Where are we?
We're in a public
cheese
space.
Bar.
Yeah, cheese bar.
Oh, we're at the cheese bar.
There we go.
All the time, you creep. That way to tell me that you were here 3 weeks in a row.
Had the cheese bar. I've then gone to the bathroom quickly to rub off my moustache dairy.
Why is your bag making ferret noises?
Stop it.
Do you go to the bathroom before you ask permission to kiss someone?
I go and stroke my moustache quickly with some water.
So to all the ladies out there dating Lakey, if he heads off to the toilets, you know that you're in for a bit
I'm
of
prepping.
A request.
Yeah,
all
right. Okay. I've got the gum going. And then what, I mean, you can say, should we kiss? Would you like to kiss? Can we mutually touch mouth cushions? It's more...
That's pretty good. The last one's pretty good.
That's good, right? May I nibble on your candle blowers? That kind of thing.
No, don't use that one.
That's a good one.
Sound good.
It's good.
That's
a good one. Soup coolers. There's many synonyms for the word lips.
Good use of the word synonyms.
And what happens is it's way more easy to let down someone who says, "Can we kiss?" And they say no. You can just go, "Me neither." Rather than go in and get
that's
hit with the cheek.
Good, man.
You
that's
have to ask good. These days. What you sacrifice in romance, you make up for in a less embarrassing situation.
What's your strike rate?
Jeez, that's good.
On permission.
Oh, 65 to 70. Probably.
What about when you just do it on the train?
Just strangers? Just a rando?
Ah, Lakey. Good. I've learned something
50%
today.
50%. All the men say yes.
I love should we kiss. I love should we kiss because it makes it sound like it's a, you know what I mean? Like it's on both of you. Should we?
Well, I believe.
And it's like it's mutual
decision.
Yeah, it's forbidden.
Hamish Blake, very famously, that is his we should kiss is what he always used pre, obviously, his current wife.
Really?
Yeah, it was I think we should kiss was Hamish Blake's go-to pickup line.
Yeah, mate, I can see that. Yes. Yeah.
It's a great move if delivered correctly.
Okay, so we finished today with a new idea, Lakey, and you're the judge of this idea, okay?
Okay.
So Em and I are going to do something. You're going to tell me.
Okay.
Because I was thinking, as I was leaving yesterday, I thought, you know what? I was maybe a bit harsh on Lakey yesterday. So what I'm going to do is I've had an idea and you want you to be the judge of it, okay?
Okay.
So as you know, my problem with The Bachelor is that he talks in these sort of, you know, just outdated, stupid sayings that don't really mean anything, and sure, they sort of slow the momentum of the dates.
Yeah.
Stuff like this.
Okay.
But she had these shoes, look like she stepped on two white rabbits and then, I don't know, just kept walking.
She's nervous as a bag of cats at a greyhound meet.
In order to have a successful date, we need to cover the five P's. Preparation prevents piss poor performance.
I was seconds from Buddy being brown bread.
Yeah.
Oh, dead.
Yeah,
he got hit in the Jets great. Crackers last night.
Yeah, Jets Crackers was great. That was one of his best.
So I reckon anyone could do this.
Okay.
What I'm doing is the Honey Badger saying generator. So long as you've basically got an emotion, an occupation, and a location, it doesn't have to make sense. You can just sound like the Honey Badger. Mm-hmm. And if this is what gets women, Lakey, you need to start having some of these.
Okay.
So I have created the Honey Badger saying generator. Let's fire it up.
Holy tomorrow, fellas.
Watch that around with a girl. Thanks, you're tough as woodpecker with
you. Blow on this
wall. But that's nuts.
M.
Bad Ekin.
Oh. Em, in front of you,
yes,
you're starting today. So grab in three cups in front of you. You've got little pieces of paper, which I've cut up those three things. So take one out of the emotion one and don't look at it yet.
I've got an emotion.
Okay, now grab, is that an occupation?
Animal.
An animal, yeah. Grab an animal there.
An animal.
And then grab a place. Okay. And now, Lakey, when Em's flipped, so now you can flip them over, Em, and have a look in order. And Lakey, you just got to ask Em, imagine you're on a date, and you just got to ask Em how she's feeling, okay?
Right. It actually works. Okay, okay.
So how are you feeling over there?
Classier than a cockatoo in a chocolate factory.
Right.
Do another one.
All right, let's go one more.
Go one more.
All right, when she's ready, she's got an emotion, she's got an animal, and she's got a place.
All right,
Lakey, take it away. Ask her. Hang on, just give it one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. It's our badger saying generator.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What do you reckon?
How are you feeling?
Nah, yeah, I'm sorry. How are you feeling?
Fussier than a wallaby in a jewelry shop.
Oh, lovely.
Bro, what's that? That's better than anything he's got.
Right. Oh, hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. Let's mutually touch mouth cushions. I'm in.
No, thank you, please.
The only way to get even more M, Grant, and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
My bum, my bum, my little baby bum. Check it out.
Yes, I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. This morning I had to Google, do you think it's okay to talk about my wee this time of morning? Okay.
Yeah.
So this morning I had to Google, I don't know if Tiff had this, why is my wee fluoro green?
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Well, I was worried. Turns out, guys, and if you've got a pregnant wife, warn her, your prenatal vitamins can make your wee yellow, bright yellow. It looks like alien slime.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really scared because I got up this morning, I woke Scott up, he was wrapped.
And at about
4:15, I'm like, does that look normal? And so I did make my husband look at wee at 4:15 this morning, guys.
But the good news is?
It's fine, my vitamins are working.
Thank you very much.
We're doing the Big Bump Brunch, Big BBB.
BBB.
We have got hundreds of women already coming. This is turning into a big day event.
It's going to be a lot of food.
It's going to be a dance party.
Well, it's going to be free food, all you can eat. That's can't stress that enough.
It is all you can eat with bibs, so you can use, and hands. No utensils, guys. We're all in.
like the end of an Asterix comic.
Yes.
Yes.
Register at todayfm.com.au/winpage, but get in very quickly because we may have to close off numbers soon.
Oh, no, we have. No, I've been saying.
Bigger venue?
Yeah, I said to our lot the other day, nah, bigger venue. Can't say no to anyone.
We are looking at 500.
Doesn't matter.
We're looking at 1,000 people.
Can't say no to anyone. Rachel from Hornsby. What were you sent
out?
Hello, when was it? Your sister was pregnant. What were you sent out for?
She made me go and get her potato gems, and then because they're frozen, I've been cooking for her.
And
what time of the night was it? A strange time of the day.
It was 8:30 at night, and
so
then they take about half an hour to cook.
And was she standing over your shoulder going, "When are they going to be ready?"
Yeah, but at least I got to eat some of them well because they're delicious.
Yeah, I know the ones you mean. They come in the big sort of orange packet. They seem to be the ones that everybody loves, yeah?
Yep. All she could eat was chips and bread at the time.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, carb loading.
I've eaten one of them frozen. I was so hungry.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you. I thought, actually thought of you when I was popping
in
my mouth.
That's fun, that is.
Like a potato popsicle.
Yeah. Rachel's got herself charcoal, Charlie. Yeah. Well played. Sean from Hurstville. Shawnee, is this,
how you
is
going?
Your wife, mate? What she sent, she sent you out?
No matter where we were going or what time it was, we always had to stop at Subway to get cups of just ice, only ice.
What for? Just to eat?
She just loved the feeling of just eating crushed ice. That was it.
But it had to be Subway brand ice?
Yeah, because apparently Subway ice is a bit crunchy. Like it's got like bubbles in it, so it makes it really crunchy.
Oh, I love your wife.
She could tell the difference between different ices.
Yeah, I used to say, why don't we just get like a cup of ice from Macca's? They're free, aren't they? But no, yeah. I had to spend $4 every time at Subway. Look like a freak. I used to just look like a freak, just filling up a cup with ice and then just leaving with no drink in it.
And you had to go to work and tell everyone your wife was an ice addict, which is always difficult as well. Sean, you're my type of guy. $50 to spend at Char Grill Charlie's. Well played.
Thank you.
Hey, todayfm.com.au.
Yes, /win. If you know any pregnant people, guys listening, your sister, your wife, your mate, get them to register. They get to come and hang out with me and just eat. I mean, it's a bonus.
That's what it is. Win-win. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is Friday, so we're doing our charity of the week. And today our charity of the week is Pets in the Park. This is rather me tell you. Why don't we let one of the founding board members, Leah Skelsey, tell us about it. Good morning, Leah.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Leah.
I'm clapping.
Thanks for having us on today.
happy to have you on.
Yeah, what's Pets in the Park?
So, in a nutshell, it is a free veterinary service or vet clinic for pets of people experiencing homelessness.
Mm. So you recognise, obviously, the power and benefit of pets for those who are currently without a home.
Yeah, very much so.
But can't afford their care sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, to be honest, actually, they're so well looked after.
Mm.
Contrary to what people might think, you know, we have some guy who's like 40 kilos and the dog's borderline obese.
So right. He looks after the dog better than he looks after himself.
Exactly, 100%. And that's mostly the case. And those things that are really expensive, like the vaccinations, the worming treatment, and some other bits and pieces, if we can provide some kind of financial assistance in that area, then they can spend more on themselves.
And for a lot of people, this may well be their only real companion in life. It can be there on hard times. And in some instances, partly their sort of protector as well, because they are sleeping
absolutely
rough.
Absolutely. Mm. We've seen a couple of young girls, actually. One as young as, I think she was 14 or 15.
Mm.
And she has a big dog for protection on the street as well.
Does that break your heart, Leah, just seeing that someone that young?
And also, we do see victims of domestic violence as well.
Mm.
They're escaping that relationship and they're afraid that the partner is going to take it out on the pet. So they have to take the pet with them as their children.
Yeah.
And it's hard for them to find a shelter because some shelters don't take pets, so they end up on the street.
Jeez.
And, you know, whatever we can do to help.
So what do you need? I know that this weekend it's happening and I understand that you need some volunteers in the Parramatta area. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We have a couple of clinics. So we have one in Darlinghurst and one in Parramatta. But, we're always looking for people in Parramatta. It's a little bit further to travel from the city, but
there's plenty of people listening to us who live in and around the Parramatta area, so
that might be
local.
What do you need them to do?
Anyone if we've got people with animal skills, like vets or vet nurses or animal handlers, that's great, but also we have like an admin table that helps to check people in before they see the vet, so, you know, if you're just a people person
Great. Hey, so it's petsinthepark.org.au is the website. Of course, donations are welcome because these things cost money, all the vaccinations, and Today FM, if you will allow us, would love to make a donation towards vaccinations for some of these animals.
That would be amazing.
So. Legend.
Good on you, Leah. Well, that's very kind of you to come in today. And it's petsinthepark.org.au. It's our charity of the week. Leah Skelsey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Leah.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
Oh, 6 minutes past seven. Here we go. $10,000 on the line, but it's only for the kids, Grant Daniel. Who's up today?
We've got 11-year-old Caitlin from Quakers Hill is about to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks. She's going to play for her dance school, JNL Productions in Seven Hills. Hello, yes. Caitlin, how are you?
Hello, I'm very good.
Oh, congratulations on getting through. So you've been dancing for a while, have you?
Yes.
Caitlin, do you perform on cruise ships?
Yes, I'm going to perform in December.
Amazing! I love it. What kind of dance do you do? What's your style?
Well, I do everything. Jazz, tap, ballet, acro, lyrical.
Crunk.
Amazing.
Hey, Caitlin,
I love you.
I've always wondered, what happens when it's a little bit rocky out at sea? Can you still dance?
Yes, we can still dance. It'll just be very hard to not fall over.
Yeah. And Grant, how dare you question the professionalism of the JL Productions
Good
dance
point.
School? Quite
Good
frankly,
point.
Caitlin would high kick if it was going down.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Caitlin.
All right. Here we go.
We've got a lot to play for, Caitlin, so best of luck. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter F today. F for Friday. For each question you get right, you score
like
100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay, Caitlin. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Here we go, Caitlin. Best of luck. Your letter is F. Name something you eat.
Frogs.
A movie.
Pass.
A month.
February.
A country.
France.
Insect.
Fly.
A sport.
Pass.
Musical instrument.
Pass.
Something you find in the kitchen.
Pass.
A drink.
Pass.
A day where we celebrate dads.
Friday. Oh, Father's Day.
Yeah, I'll take Father's Day.
Father's Day.
We'll take Father's Day.
I'm pretty sure it's on a Friday this year. Guess what, Caitlin? $500 is what you've got for you and your wonderful dad's school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's $500 for Caitlin and
it's
$500.
Each. Yeah, each.
So good.
Are you across the rules?
He's not. He's not, but he's willing to be here and learn them. So, Caitlin, congratulations. You dance up a storm, okay?
Thank you.
Good on you, doll jazz hands. But... Good on you, babe. Bye. Smile. Well, smile.
9 minutes past seven. When we come back, we're going to get the machinations of what's happening today. You're going to have, basically, there's going to be a new prime minister by the looks.
We don't know who.
But we don't know who it is.
Nah.
So who needs to do what in order to be in charge of this country by the end of today?
I think you've got to win Alpha Bucks to become the prime minister of Australia these days.
Gogsy, our intrepid news hound.
Hello, guys.
Is in the studio.
What
okay.
a day. What a
here
big
we
day.
Go. Oh, so you're here to talk to us about who may well be prime minister.
Mm.
By the end of today.
Yes. Well, right now it's Malcolm Turnbull, okay? So he's still in charge of the country, despite his whole party pretty much saying, mate, we don't want you.
Yeah. Didn't you imagine him popping on his silk pyjamas last night, looking at Lucy, hopping in the bed and just going, Luce, this is it.
Yeah, this is
my last night.
But at least they still have their point pie at place. So.
Yeah.
They'll be okay. Yeah, so look, at the moment, it's going to get super messy. So, and it is changing dead set dramatically every sort of half an hour. So right now, party room meeting is expected for noon, where the PM is going to call a spill motion. But basically what we have to wait and see is if, look, Peter Dutton, when he originally called this spill motion, said he had a petition. And on that petition, he says he has 43 signatures, which are having a no confidence vote in the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. He says he's got this petition, but no one's actually seen this petition yet. And this is what Malcolm has called him out on and said, well, look, before I call this party room meeting, I want to lay eyes on this petition and I want people to put their names on this petition and I want to see who is against me.
Strong move.
But it's a secret ballot.
It is
right?
a secret ballot, but he said, nah, you know what, guys, name and shame.
But that would have got leaked. So he wants forever that those people to be tarnished. Because remember the old, when they used to do this in the Labor Party, the line that the Liberals used to use was the faceless men of the Labor Party.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying, right, he doesn't want them to be able to get away with that for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Pop a name to it. So,
so they've suspended Parliament. Nothing is being done for the country. Nothing's moving forward because of the infighting. So let's all remember that. No governing is getting done because there's an ego battle going on for the current elected party.
Exactly.
So what happens? Has he even called the meeting, though? He hasn't called it yet.
So once he sees this petition, which Dutton is saying, yes, I've got these 43 signatures, but it remains to be seen if he does.
So he's promising to deliver it.
Yeah. Look, when that does happen, Turnbull has said, well, all right, if I see this, I will then have this party room meeting. I will then call for a spill and I will stand down, not only as from Prime Minister, but I'll stand down from Parliament altogether.
Yeah, by-election
I'm out.
I'm Wentworth.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So look, at the moment, the three top contenders that we are hearing, obviously Peter Dutton, he had a crack last time, Scott Morrison and Julie Bishop. it's hard to know who is in the lead. There is differing opinions at the moment. They're saying that Julie Bishop, look, she's very popular in the public, but she's not popular with the Conservative members of the Liberal Party. But her push at the moment, she's saying, is that, look, guys, I rate very highly in the polls. I'm possibly the only one that can, you know, take you to an election and win for the coalition.
What an interesting position they're in, because, the right fraction really wants someone Conservative in, and then the moderates, well, they can't back Turnbull, so they've got to go ScoMo. But the only one who can legitimately beat Shorten is Bishop.
Mm.
But I just think, I don't know how they're going to, it's never good for the incumbent. In the past when this has happened, it's never good for the person who's ousting the Prime Minister. It doesn't end well.
No, it's never a good look. Yeah, that's
it. So no one wants this. Yeah. I don't understand why anyone would want this in the Liberal Party right now. It's a bad way to gain power.
You still get to be Prime Minister. Yeah. That's right.
You still get that little tick, don't you?
You don't think like that. If course not. If you're willing to stand up and go, that guy there, he's not doing it right, I'd be better. There is something inside you that says, yeah, they say I wouldn't win the election, but I would.
You reckon they have that much belief?
Even though there's history and track record that it doesn't work out. Like, how could you be blind to that?
Well, then why are they doing it?
Yeah,
it's because of ego. Exactly. It's a
power play.
Yeah, I think they can do better because, as I've been saying a lot, you have to remember that, yes, we are all inner city types. This is not, as you say, Grant, all the time, this is not the country.
And
this is something that, you know, Barnaby is at pains to tell us, and he is right to a large extent.
Do you think they're emboldened by what Trump's done? Right fraction of Liberal Party? Do you think they've seen him calling out who he is?
Yeah, Julia Gillard did actually make some interesting points on that yesterday when she was asked about this whole fiasco. Yeah, she did say that, you know, there is a lot of sort of Trump-esque sort of elements that are coming out of it. So,
but then you can go people say that, but you go, all right, but since Trump, the swing has been to more leftist candidates that are basically handsome men. So Macron, Trudeau, that Trump thing, that wave sort of wandered off in
some
places.
They always swing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It swings. All right, so quick tip. Ed, who are you tipping?
I honestly don't know, and I genuinely don't know, but I don't want to make a guess because I would be guessing. I genuinely don't know.
All right, I'm going to guess ScoMo.
You're going Morrison?
Yeah.
Grant
Daniel? Right down the middle.
What do you do if you're Labor? Do you just sit back and just wait and watch it all fall apart?
Dutton,
and
then
just
no walk, one's voting for Dutton.
Just fall across the line?
You've never been happier. You've never been happier if you are Bill Shorten right now. Go on, Daniel, who do you reckon?
I don't know.
Say someone.
I'll go Dutton.
You know what? Yeah, wow. I'll go Dutton too. Former cop, Goggs, who do you reckon?
No, well, I'll go Julie Bishop just to be different.
Someone's going to win.
Not forget, and
Abbott's
this is from
too,
BuzzFeed.
Don't forget Tony Abbott's.
Not the puppet master.
Gleefully in the back, loving life.
2007 was the last year that a prime minister served a full term in office, 2007. And as revealed earlier on this program, that was also the year that Bert's family feud was
isn't that amazing?
Wow.
What a coincidence.
So full circle.
It feels like the parents are away at the moment the kids are taking the car for a spin and everyone wants to drive.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? The baby boomers, they've ripened and they've been allowed to ferment, and this is what's going on. I'm blaming the baby boomers.
Let's blame Bert. It was his fault.
Yeah.
Let's blame Pilot Week. So 23 past 7. In a moment, we'll be talking to Steph, who from The Bachelor. She got booted last night.
She had the greatest one-liner of any reality TV show ever.
She's done extremely well. Thank you, Gogs.
No worries.
Got stuff to do, but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
The Bachelor. Last night, what a night.
What a night, indeed. And you know what I love? This is the season of girls not afraid to force a kiss on the badger.
Yeah, yeah.
Ignoring every sign we've all ever been taught to look for when going in for a kiss and just trying anyway.
Yeah, they're like the bus in Speed. They're just ignoring stop signs. So we're joined on the line by someone gone too soon because she was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
She went home last night. Steph, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, Dol, you didn't get much airtime, but you really made use of the airtime you did get.
Oh, yeah, you know, you got to make use of what you got, you know.
So how long had you been planning this line? Steph, don't talk.
I can't believe that I shaved my legs for this.
Yeah.
Yes. Fair enough.
Yeah. Steph?
How long have you been planning that?
Oh, not too long. I think during the rose ceremony, I was like, oh, I know I'm leaving. So, you know, just I think it was a bit of a spur of the moment thing. But they definitely made it. They cut out all the gals and Nick having a bit of a chuckle at the end. So, well, definitely wasn't as mean as it came across.
It wasn't mean.
I heard them giggling, and then I heard the swift edit. So don't worry.
Yeah. It was a bit of fun.
But, you know, nothing good ever happens if you shave your legs. Edney, you know all about that.
I do. That's why I wax. That's why I do what's known as a Colombian wax. You know how the Brazilians, they use wax? As a Colombian is I get someone to take it out with their teeth.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like the best way to do it.
I wish Steph could have seen your face as you said that line.
Undercarriage. All right. So
it's the... It's definitely the year of the pash rash with that slug that he's got on his top lip. What did you think of the honey badger when you first saw him? What was your reaction?
Well, I had no idea who he was. No idea who he was, and I think my first impression of him was just, you know, thank God he's funny.
Okay. funny looking or
no,
just
no,
sort of,
no, 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 oh, no, no, like right, he's got right, a good right. sense of humour. Like that's what I'm looking sorry, for Steph. Someone has right. good sense of humour. That came across terribly.
No, I did not.
Steph, I'm getting quite fired up with the behaviour of Kat.
Yeah.
And I was sitting watching it with my daughter last night, and she's 11, and the cat was sitting by the pool with Romy just laying into people, and my daughter was like, she's a bully. Mm. Is she being edited badly, or is she a massive mole?
Mm. Oh, no, I think I love all the girls in the house. And
Steph.
There's a lot that happens with editing. And
there is, isn't there, Steph?
Steph, don't be a politician.
Come on,
is
Steph.
She
don't be
mean?
Peter Dutton, Steph.
Yeah, is she mean?
Well, she has to own her words. I mean, there's lots that goes into editing.
Steph, it's all editing.
You're out now. You can be honest.
Tell the truth, mate. You're out. You don't owe anyone anything.
Oh, I know. I just don't want to say, you know. I just don't want to say that.
You've spoken volumes. I'm taking. She is a massive mole. Thank you for confirming that.
So Steph, nice, though.
Let's move on to Steph's Your Life.
Yeah.
Okay, because you have a YouTube channel, Steph, where one of the things you do is that you do sort of raps of
rap.
Disney. Well, they're raps, aren't they? They're raps of
Disney princesses?
Of you playing Disney princesses.
Oh, well, there's one.
I'm about to play it.
Let's have a listen.
Oh.
Artificial amateurs aren't at all amazing. Analytically, I assault anime things.
Full conveyor is bounded by the Palm Beach buildings. A book can be secretly onboarded.
Casually create casualties, casualties, casualing gaps, the canal base collapsing.
Why didn't you rip out some of these voices on The Bachelor? Awesome.
Well, I did. Oh, I think I did, but not everything. Not everything makes it to air.
No, I'm not editing again. Not editing again.
All right. So, so can I ask Ariel who she thinks is going to win The Bachelor?
Great question.
Of course. Well, I'm not really. I can't really say, but I think that there's a few girls there that Nick would be very, very lucky to have.
Absolutely, and is Magic Carpet there from Aladdin? Is the Magic Carpet there?
Doesn't have a voice.
Oh, doesn't he?
Well, the Magic Carpet doesn't speak, so.
What about Timon? Or is Timon or Pumbaa there at all? Are they there, Steph?
Tomorrow, everyone's here this morning.
All right, Steph. In one Sounds word, like who it. Would you like to see in the top three? Well,
who would I like? Me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right that's not going to happen, but you never know. You never
it's going to require some really great editing to get you into
it. Sure is. Hey, Steph.
Intruder, you know, never know.
Thanks, mate.
Steph, look forward to seeing you in Bachelor in Paradise, but also, this has been a lot of fun. Hey, at Step Crothers, that's hard to say. Step Crothers. That's Steph's Instagram. You can see all of her great work there. Good on you, Steph. Best of luck.
Beautiful. Thanks. See you so much, you guys.
Thanks.
Oh, Steph.
God, I love
you. She's too fair. That's why she's out.
Yeah. So there's never going
to
work well for her.
She's trying to be everyone's
mate. She's too nice. She's going in with the wrong attitude. She's trying to be everyone's friend. Be nice.
Don't do that.
Happy. Doesn't work.
I mean, you don't have to be mean, but don't try to be friends with Kat now, 5 months after the fact.
Yeah, not Kat. Anyone but Kat.
I'm over her.
That was good fun. How do you feel about Book Week?
Yeah, am I the only one that loves and lives for Book Week? I was so sad. Odie came home because I knew it was in the calendar. Mm. And I said, oh, my God, who are we doing for Book Week? What do you want to do? She said, oh, no, I just have to wear leggings and a red top. They're going to make us all pirates.
It's pretty lame.
That's not what it's... Your kids go to, like, an artistic school. Surely you should be celebrated for bringing some sort of fabulous costume.
Well, that's the problem. All the parents are like, we're currently in the middle of three productions, a singing concert and a band concert. Why are you making us do book week as well?
It was a revolt.
There's a lot going on.
And I was like,
we've run out of glue.
I've got a costume archive, guys. Stop being selfish.
Cheeky devils.
What did Sailor have this week?
Sailor went as Moana, and Scouty went as the little chicken, Hey Hey. You know the little mental chicken that just headbutts everything? So she went as Hey Hey. She had a problem where she ran around in the car park afterwards hitting all the little babies in the head with a pizza crust. So
she had a problem?
Yes.
Or they had a problem.
Yeah, that's true. But then I just realised... Moana's not a book, it's a movie, so we failed the brief.
No, I'm sure there's a book. Moana's also Polynesian, so she just went with her...
Yeah, cultural thing, we learned about...
With her little blonde hair, and you didn't do any... She just wore the outfit.
Oh, yeah, I tattooed her, for sure, yeah.
She's got tattoos.
She's got a face tattoo. All
right, Rachel from Gregory Hills.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Hello.
Do you love Book Week? How do you feel about it?
I love Book Week. Oh, my gosh, it's... Every teacher librarian's time to shine.
Are you a librarian?
I am, yes. Yeah, I work at a brand new school. And we had our book character parade yesterday, and we had lots and lots of pirates. All the teachers came as pirates.
What's the current pirate?
See, the no, it was the theme for Book Week this year was Find Your Treasure.
That's why
lots of people ended up with pirates. So we had lots of pirates, but we said that, look, you can come as a treasured character from any book that you've read.
Good thinking, Rachel.
It was great. It was so good. I'm still tingling from yesterday. It was fabulous.
Good on you.
It's the librarian's grand final, Book Week? Amazing. Good on you, Rach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. It is definitely our time to shine, and
Good.
Okay. Good on you, Rachel. Marianne's from Mount Druitt. Marianne, how do you feel about Book Week? Marianne.
Hi.
How do you feel about Book Week?
Oh, so dislike it. My son had to go as Aladdin, and it is so painful. He's like, everyone's going to laugh at me. I look silly. If every year he just may not get that costume on. He's 8.
Yeah, I know, but what? But isn't Aladdin's like puffy pants and a waistcoat? Like, that's not cool for an 8-year-old, is it?
Oh, it's not cool for an 8-year-old, especially when he's a soccer player and he's like, "Mum, please don't do this to me. I'm not feeling well today."
Oh, poor fella. Book Week
itis. Good on you, Mary.
I think Jodie from Manly. How do you feel about Book Week?
I miss Book Week. My kids are 26 and 25, and I can't wait for grandkids because I love Book Week and Easter Hat Parades and all of the stuff.
Jodie, why can't you? You can still dress up the people in their 20s. Why not make them go as Christian Grey and his wife/slave?
I'm sure they'd be totally impressed.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun for them. Do you know? Maybe the 20-year-olds, you could dress them up as Aladdin and the carpet. They'd love that, Jodie. It'd be fun for them.
See, I would. Yeah. I don't see the downside to that.
Good on you, Book Week. Everyone's getting movie tickets, ironically, for that.
Today FM Secret Sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
8:10. Oh my goodness, what is it? $74,000 up for grabs. If you know what this sound is. In the studio we have our executive producer, Kim Jong-un, who has guessed the secret sound. Haven't you, Kim?
This time last week I did, actually.
It was this very time when
I had to sit with it for a week.
Are you okay?
Not really.
No, she's not. So rather than have our adjudicators, which are normally sitting behind me, you are now the official adjudicator.
Correct.
And so we're going to get straight into it because here is Fiona from Arncliffe. Fiona from Arncliffe, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Squeezing mayonnaise out of a squeezy bottle, the squeezy mayonnaise bottles.
That's interesting. What sound is a squeeze, though?
What sound is a squeeze?
What sound is a squeeze?
It's a great question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it this sound?
Definitely.
Definitely mayonnaise.
It may be closer.
Sorry, Fiona.
Have a nice day. Here's Leonie. Hi, Leonie.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Yeah, I'm cool. So, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it's on a straw. You know, you've got the straw with the bendy bit in it.
Oh,
that's.
And I think it's pulling out that bendy bit.
Let's hear it.
Wow. Sort of extending the straw from its compacted state.
To extend the straw.
Kimmy?
Yeah, Leonie knows. Sorry, wrong.
Okay.
Sorry.
But it's a good answer. It's a really creative answer.
It's a creative answer, yeah, Kimmy.
I haven't heard it.
You called it an answer rather than a guess, which I like. Yeah. Okay. So, Kayla from Windsor.
Hello.
So, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think that it's when you crack open a prawn. So, when you snap it in half.
Hang on. Now, that's dying for more information, please.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, when you have a prawn and you snap it in half?
No. So I need to know which bit of the prawn is being removed from which other bit.
So the head from the body.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So your answer would be, say it one more time, only one line, because that's what you've got to do to win the money.
Thank you.
So when you remove the head from the body of a prawn.
Yeah, the crack of the shell is
much like
a lot
of
the crack of the shell, yes.
Much like a lot of
don't
things. Right
girls so, girls would like to do to the honey badger. So
right, that's better. So you would say the sound would actually be the crack.
The crack. She's
yeah.
The crack.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me.
Sorry, incorrect, Kayla.
Oh, Kayla. Kayla.
Got stuff to do, but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Time to talk. Exes.
Jeez, 1360, whenever you helped an ex out, we do have tickets to R&B Fridays Live up for grabs. Do we have the Usher meet and greet?
Yeah, Usher meet and greet as well. Yes. This is monstrous.
So we're talking about this because hashtag take the burger, Ben. There's a photo, Ed, I believe you have it in front of you.
Yes.
Do you have it?
Yes, yep. Yes, I do.
Last week, Jennifer Garner was awarded a Hollywood star and noticeably absent was her they're not even exes yet. Her estranged husband, her three children were there, her family were there, but Ben was not there. And then Ben was spotted out with a 22-year-old Playboy model, Shauna Sexton, very early hours of the morning. Look, let's call him dishevelled. Okay?
That's kind.
Then there were photos of Jennifer Garner emerging from Ben's house looking shaken and disturbed, and we're being told it was an intervention, that she staged an intervention and said, look, we have three kids together. They've got Samuel, Serafina, and Violet.
Gosh.
And obviously they're going to be separating, so she's going to be worried, is he able to take care for the children, blah, blah, blah. Move forward to yesterday, and these photos are extraordinary. Pictures of Jen with Ben in the back, driving to rehab, and they went through a Jack in the Box drive through. She got him a burger, and there's the shot of her handing him the burger in the back seat, not making eye contact.
No.
Just take the burger, Ben.
What a big thing for her to do.
What a woman.
Yep.
It's iconic.
It's big for her to
do this.
This
is huge, and I think all women are going to look at this photo, and whether it's a child, whether it's your ex-husband, whether it's your friend, you've all just been with, you know, someone's at rock bottom, yeah. And no matter how many times they've burnt you, you're going to get him a burger at a drive-thru and you're going to take him to rehab.
It's amazing. For her.
He doesn't look good. Like, his eyeballs are like chaffers. They are red as.
It's not good.
He's bloated. And do you see this here? He had some alcohol delivered to
him. I saw that the day before.
And he's got that sort of that pasty white skin where you look like your internal organs are kind of shutting down one by one. Like, he looks not well.
This guy was Batman 2 years ago.
I don't know if that's a good one to bring up.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that he was in shape.
He was
working,
amazing.
Doing things. So,
what was the movie, the really good one that you like, Kimmy? What's the one that he won the awards for?
Oh, Argo.
Argo.
Oh, yeah, Argo.
Amazing.
Good movie.
This is a long-term thing for him, isn't it? Because there was always, for many periods of his life, there's times when he's always spotted at the casino at 4 a.m. and he's been there for 4 days in a row.
Let's remember, he cheated on her with the nanny very publicly.
Oh, yeah.
He has continuously thrown things in her face. He's continuously disrespected her and their family.
Ben.
He's continuously let her down. And still, she took him to the drive-thru. She drove him to rehab. Right. She did the intervention.
Here comes other heroes that have helped their exes. Tegan from Cronulla. What did you help your ex with?
Oh, well, after we broke up, a couple of weeks later, I got a call asking him, he was asking me to take him to IKEA.
What?
So I took him to IKEA.
Which breaks up couples anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And you should say, so basically I was so sick, like I had the worst, like, let's say man flu, because that's how I was feeling, like I was dying.
Yeah.
Basically, walking around IKEA,
And then we get back to his place and he's like, also, can you help me put all this flat pack together?
No, Tegan. Tegan.
Run. Run.
We're really hating on each other to the extent of like, oh my gosh, like really going to add this to the whole scenario.
She's your good person. Oh, all right, you're Tegan.
The backbone of society.
Maddie from Wetherill Park. What did you help
your ex? Hey guys, how are you going this morning?
Goodness. Well done. Yeah. Well, thank you. What did you help your ex with?
So basically we broke up and then he decided to take, you know, his date to the drive-ins and basically him and his date went to go get some snacks or whatever, came back to the car, they were locked out. So I get the call, put my superhero cape on, come down, give him his spare key so he can continue on his date and then head off home.
Oh, man. You totally Jennifer Garnered that.
You're a legend.
He did. I know. I can relate with her so much right now.
Oh, man.
What did you say to the date? What did you look the date in the eye? What did you say to the date?
Yeah. I actually said, good luck, and then she laughed.
You should have said, enjoy my sloppy seconds.
Oh, that's a bit of fun, Maddie. Hey, let's call him. Crystal from Ingleburn. Crystal, what did you help your ex with?
Well, I'm still currently helping him. I'm giving him a place to live and I'm putting him on dating sites.
What? Like he's PR manager for relationships.
Yeah. You're
yeah,
helping...
Well, I want to get along with the next one as well, you know, so...
So you're helping your ex write his dating profile for apps.
Well, it started that I was doing it just to get him out of the house without him knowing and now he knows about it and I've just continued doing it and I sift through them all and when I like them... I'll pass them on to him.
I understand you're also managing the messages, the DMs that are coming in.
Yeah, they're interesting.
And are you choosing which of the groin shots to send back out, Crystal? Or?
I haven't done that, but I've received some.
Oh, you've received some. Oh, geez, you're doing well, Crystal.
Flap snaps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo!
Crystal, what That's a life great. You lead. Who wins today?
Crystal.
Crystal wins. Crystal, you're going to... Today FM and Front Kit Touring present Aaron. Yes to you. R&B Fridays Live 2018. Usher, Salt and Pepper and more. Saturday, November 17 at Spotless Stadium. Final tickets in all categories are available and selling fast. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster, but you got yourself not only a double pass, but you're going to get to meet and greet Usher as well,
oh
Crystal.
Oh, my God. How exciting. Thank you so much.
Don't take your ex, please.
No, I won't be, so worry.
Good gal.
I'm hearing rumours that we're going to do a special blitz before the end of the show. Can I announce this or not?
Yeah, do it. You're the boss. Go
okay, on. We are going to be taking a blitz of Secret Sound guesses just before we finish at 9 o'clock. Oh. So go and have a look at todayfm.com.au. Do not say something that's already been guessed.
And Human Nature are coming in to sing for us.
Yeah, Human Nature are coming in to sing live for us.
Yay!
For you in a moment. Just back on The Bachelor, quickly. I don't imagine, Grant, you got any more scoopla from crew members?
I did hear that they're having a lot of trouble getting him to do stuff because he's got so many corporate relationships outside the Bachelor world, like undie deals,
trading undies.
Alcohol deals. He's got car deals. Often he can't be seen like near the cars that they have in the show.
A Hyundai Elantra.
He can only drink a certain kind of thing on set, so he can't partake in some of the drinking.
So annoying.
So there's a few limiting factors that they're having to work around.
So, good scoopla, as always.
It is good.
Now, what I've been noticing is, you know, the girls keep blaming editing. A couple of the girls who've come on our show, editing. I'm getting... pretty sick of it.
Me too. Mm.
But I did notice something last night when one of the girls, they were all sitting around the pool, and one of the girls came out and she had a date card. And just have a listen to the reactions of the girls.
How are we all feeling about the card?
Excited.
I don't really care.
Surprised.
Why did they get...
So that's the second one.
Oh, sorry.
How are we all feeling about the card?
Excited.
Surprised.
Yes.
That was Blair.
However, what I've done is I've managed to bump the audio of some of the girls that were muted because I think they're worried they'll look bad. So see if you can hear some of the other girls' reactions to what is unfortunately not a very popular Bachelor.
How are we all feeling about the card?
Excited.
I don't really care.
Surprised.
Why did they get Botox for this loser? This whole thing's been a f***ing waste of time. I think I might be pregnant to a cameraman.
Right. So...
Was that all Vanessa Sunshine?
A lot of people calling in to have a swing about The Bachelor, and I believe that, oh, goodness, there's a caller coming through. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman.
which is more than I can say for some of those bachelor contestants. What a bunch of backstabbing moles. If that's the criteria, you may as well have Peter Dutton in there. Back in 1991, Peter Dutton and I spent a lovely weekend in the Blue Mountains. Let me tell you something. He knows how to handle the backbench. I really hope he becomes Prime Minister. He would officially be the first corpse to be in charge. But back to the Bachelor Mansion, or as I call it, Skank Mountain. The only one I like is Vanessa Sunshine. It's a bit of a weird name for her. She doesn't exactly radiate sunshine or warmth or anything nice at all. A better name for her would be Vanessa Botox, or Vanessa Ice Cold Heart of the Game of Thrones White Walkers. Oh. I did love when she said this about the Honey Badger's dad jokes.
I don't get them.
You don't understand them, or you
like,
don't get them?
Like, I get it, but I don't get why people think it's funny.
Oh, Vanessa Bags, I couldn't agree more. The Honey Badger's jokes are so bad, even Grant Denyer wouldn't use them. Or maybe he would. But he'd do it while he was grabbing his junk. I heard that audience member of his new game show, which will probably get cancelled, say he touched it 19 times in a row. I was so excited when I heard that I had to put down Osh's vegan sausage. Grant Denyer, I was so inspired by your pervy antics that I wrote you this poem. Let me clear my lady throat. Dear pervy Grant the Perv Machine, roses are red, violets are blue. Why use one of your hands when I could grab it with two?
Okay, human nature next.
Yeah.
The new album is called Romance of the Jukebox. Yes. It's out now. It is Human Nature's 1,000th studio album. Good morning, boys.
It's actually 1,013.
Is it? Oh, sorry. I missed your crunk period.
Yes.
I would really love to see Human Nature do crunk. That would be incredible.
I'd love to know what crunk is first before I do it.
Is crunk an audio thing or more of a visual
dance.
Thing?
Yeah. Is it that? Well, it's won a dance comp. So
technically, I've won two dance contests. But crunk was a. Grant Denyer, you're as the resident hip hop expert, what era was crunk sort of massive?
was it to early 2000s?
Yeah.
Can you crunk for us, Grant? Because we can say crunk on. It's going to be great for radio.
Crunk on, please, Grant.
Let me just get my badonk donk bouncing.
Oh, no.
We've had enough of your. Oh, Human Nature, have you heard about the.
Crotchgate?
The pink logie.
Oh, yes. Welcome aboard.
Andrew with the sass.
You can stay, young man.
He's filming a new TV show, Game of Games, and we had a concerned listener call in. Grant, tell Human Nature how many times you were caught touching your wang.
19 times on set.
Oh, wow.
Completely unaware.
So do you guys have this same problem on stage? Like, Tobes, do you ever feel the need just to grab?
Oh, I do it when I turn around. No, yeah. I don't actually do it.
I think the main thing we do, I think we all just check our flies.
Yes. That's what you were doing, Grant, wasn't it?
Yeah. 19 times.
I just did it then,
and I didn't know I was doing it.
I've done many a show where halfway through the show I've checked down there, and yep, it's been down. So I've like 30 minutes
That's
of the
extra
show.
Yeah, for the front row.
And none of the other boys.
Well, I'm not looking at Mike's fly during the show. Obviously, it's not. But no, I think it's one of those. I actually do it. I know I check before the show, and then first song, it's kind of I check again, and it's become a bit of a thing.
You guys are paranoid. Why? I mean, does it ever happen to any of you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's happened to me. I know. I think Tony.
Phil?
It's happened to me.
Happened to you, Phil?
Phil?
Yes, done.
You've been known to White Elephant, sort of. Halfway through
a
Motown number.
I like the elephant vibe. Yes.
I actually did a quite a large move once. We were doing a show in Perth, and I went down on the floor to do this move, and I split my pants.
Yes!
And I think I whispered
to me.
I whispered to Phil, I said, I think I split my pants. And this lady in the front goes, you did, doll. Yes, you did.
She'll never forget that.
I love
she
that.
Will never forget hearing. That.
All right, should we let them do what they do?
Yes, you're right. We're going to vacate. Here you go, boys. It's all you.
All right.
All you.
All right. This is a mashup of songs off our record. Cool. Let all my patience, let all my trust, let all my giving, let all my love, there's a mountain standing in between us. We've been getting close to letting go. All the clouds that gather all around us have hit the light inside us far too long. Love would change our hearts if only we let it.
to we the best, to we see the sun. Little more patience, little more trust, little more heaven, and bless us. Baby, we're worth it. Don't give up. Little more giving, little more love. Two, three. People all over the world,
on the train,
join hands,
love train.
Start a love train. Love train.
Get on board.
People all over the world,
join the train.
Join hands.
Love train.
Start a love train. Love train.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell the folks in Russia, China too.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board? Let this train keep on riding, riding on through. Oh, people all over the world,
the train,
join hands,
love train.
Start a love train, love train.
Get on board.
People all over the world,
join the train,
join hands,
love train.
Start a love train, love train. Oh yes, I believe.
Two, three.
I thought love was only true in fairy tale.
Hey, yeah. Woo.
Meant for someone else, but not for me.
Come on, Grant. Here we go.
Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams.
Whoa.
Then I saw her face.
Come on, yeah.
Now I'm a believer.
Woo.
Come on. And not a trace.
Woo.
A doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
Ooh,
oh, I'm a believer. I can believe her if I try.
Yes, I saw her face.
Yeah. Now I'm a believer.
Woo.
Not a trace.
No.
A doubt in my mind.
No, no, no. I'm in love.
Ooh, oh,
I'm a believer. I could believe her if I tried.
I feel like I've been tiptoeing across cloud tops.
Absolutely. Oh, beautiful.
Hey, the album is Romance of the Jukebox as Loved by Ariana Grande. It is out now. Human Nature, wonderful work as always.
Thank
see
you.
See you
what
soon.
What a way to go off into the weekend too, guys.
Exactly.
Lovely. Happy weekend.
Get all the M, Grant and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM Secret Sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound? Yeah, what's that sound? Just into your weekend, why not take $74,000 and donate it to the soon-to-be unemployed Malcolm Turnbull? So, here we go. Oh, goodness, she's crossed her arms. Kimmy, our executive producer, who is now the adjudicator because she guessed the secret sound this time on last week. Kimmy, is this all true?
It is very true.
What was the one word you just wrote and underlined with your left hand on a piece of paper next to me?
There's so many calls to get through. I'm going to shut my eyes, listen, and just say either yes or no.
Okay, great.
No other.
The one word you
no
wrote
questions.
Was brutal. So here we go. Here comes brutal Kim. Mark from Penrith, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Cutting or snapping pork crackling?
No.
Sorry, Mark. Carl from Mount Non, what do you think it is? See you later, Carl.
No, let him
oh,
guess.
Oh, come on, Carl. He was there.
Yeah.
Carl.
All right, go, Carl.
What do you think?
Hanging up the handset on a telephone, in an office phone, perhaps?
No, Carl.
Oh, hang on. No.
Don't take away from the adjudicator, mate.
Gary from St. Clair, this could be yours. What do you think it is?
Someone loading a gun.
Someone what, sorry?
Loading a gun.
No.
No, Gary.
Happy Jace Allen, he wanted that one across. Gary's already hung up.
Come from a prison?
He's over it.
Gary's got a license. That's all good.
It's registered.
Gary.
It's a registered
talking
gun.
Gary was talking about GoldenEye on Nintendo 64.
Definitely.
Let's hear the sound one more time. Here comes Kelly. Kelly, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Pulling a plug from a PowerPoint.
Don't mind it.
What?
Creative? No.
Ouch.
The hand.
And to finish the week, it's Georgia. She's from Penrith. She's got a dream in her heart. She wants $74,000. She thinks she knows what this is.
Cutting cardboard with a Stanley knife.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sorry, Georgia.
Thank you.
Oh, good on you, Georgia. Cute thing. All right, 2 minutes past nine. That is us. We are out of here. What a week.
Oh, my God.
It's been big. R&B Fridays Live is on right about now.
Yay.
Today FM Breakfast. Weekdays from 6. 104.1 Today FM.